Here on How Star Wars Is It, we're obsessed with the seasons, and the weather is warming up, and it's time for some fun in the sun.
Fun in the sun? Sounds like it's time for the new hot pop girly album. Well, that's what we're doing, baby. This week, we're discussing Chapel Roan's The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess.
How Star Wars Is It?
Well, hello there, Mike.
Hi.
And also, put your hands up. You're arrested because you said pop girly.
Yeah, I that's what they're called.
I'm just using the nomenclature.
I'll go to jail.
Wait, are we in the RPG all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Matt?
Right away.
Welcome to the RPG. Matt is going to jail.
No, we're not. It's me, Mike, and that's Josiah, and this is the podcast, How Star Wars Is It? It's the only podcast, and it's definitely the only podcast where we rate and review any and ultimately everything on a scale of 1 to 10, not of how good or bad it is, but of how Star Wars it is.
That's right. You take everything Star Wars, books, movies, TV shows, video games, comics, etc.
Yeah.
Put it all in one big pot.
Yep.
Set that pot to boiling, then take it down to a simmer.
Yeah, you gotta let it just sit there.
For like...
intermix.
Four hours minimum. Yeah.
This is and slow chili, guys.
Oh, yeah. The other day I was like, I want to make this stew that I make sometimes. And I was like, I don't have 4 hours this week. I can't. I don't have four spare
Who's
hours.
Who's got stew time?
Oh, gosh. Tell me about it. Especially if you want to eat it for dinner, that means you're going to start cooking at noon.
Yeah, right.
Okay, come on.
Or you're just going to be okay with that first serving being kind of separated.
Which is, come on, who needs that?
Yeah.
That's just a soup at that point. But anyway, that's the Star Wars chili. That's 10 out of 10. We're rating things in regards to that chili.
Yeah.
And this week, it was serendipitous because I, for once...
That's right.
Have found something that I like.
Josiah hates celebrities.
He also finds
anything new celebrity-wise to be entirely alienating or like it has passed him by.
Yes, exactly.
And
he made
some kind of Instagram story post about like, who is this Chapel Roan? And then like everybody replied saying like, yes. You would like her. You should listen to her music.
Yeah, like 15,
myself included.
Yeah, like 15 people were like, oh, she's great. She's incredible. She's gay. She's fun. And I was like, all right, let's go.
And I heard her through Caitlin first.
Right. Somewhat surprisingly, I introduced her to Charlie in person. I was like, Chapel, this is Charlie. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, so I've been like in a weird funk of called depression where it's hard for me to engage with new media.
Sure.
And I tell you what, this album though, didn't have that problem.
No.
Right out the gate, I was like, what is this super fun, fresh pop sensation that I'm loving?
I don't remember where I saw it. It was probably Twitter, but I saw a line that really connected with me, which is like, this is the most exciting thing in pop since Lady Gaga came onto the scene.
Yeah.
Very similar vibe. Not exactly similar vibe, but they both kind of come from the like drag world.
Yes.
Like they
exactly.
sort of like sidewayed their way into like mainstream pop by way of like queer culture.
yes, exactly. That is, one of my friends who recommended her to me was like, she's the next Lady Gaga. I'm not being hyperbolic.
Yeah.
And I was like, I better get it on the ground floor then.
And the big thing that I think differentiates, I mean, there's plenty of things that differentiate them, but like the biggest thing is like, everything has, even the sort of sad songs have this like sense of joy to them.
Yeah.
Whereas like Gaga has this kind of like, she's a robot alien, which is like the coolest, but like there's very little, up until say like A Star Is Born or Joanne, there's very little sort of like heart on her sleeve POV to Lady Gaga, like personalness.
Yes.
And this album is like dripping in the blood of the heart she is wearing on her sleeve.
Yes, it's full of personality.
Yeah.
and love and heartbreak.
Yeah.
And longing.
Yeah.
Something that my little brother said was that, like, his wife loves her and got him into her in part because she's got, like, that women loving women, WLW, longing.
Yeah.
Which is a different kind of longing.
Yeah.
Than your typical pop album that you normally get.
Than the straight CEO Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly. So straight.
Yeah.
And as we've discussed recently, the most embarrassing way to be straight.
Yes.
Which is being a straight woman. Yeah. I told Charlie that you said that the other day, and she was like, it's not wrong. Because Charlie's bi. And she was like, yeah, it does suck to be a straight woman. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my problem, Mike, though. Do you want to know my big problem with this album?
Please.
I'm in love with Chapel Roan.
Yeah, I know.
And she's a lesbian.
I know, it sucks.
And she will never care about me.
No.
The most I can hope for is that we can be, like, I don't know, like I can be sort of a, uh-oh. Charlie just pushed the door open.
Just walked into the room right as Josiah was lamenting that he will never, like, be married to Chapel Roan.
He said, you walked in right as I'm lamenting that I'll never be married to Chapel Roan.
I know. I'm lamenting that I'll never be married to Chapel Roan.
Yeah, no, so Charlie's not mad at Josiah for saying that. She's also mad that she won't be married to her.
But you have a chance.
No, guys. But I don't. That's what's so funny about straight people. They really have these weird ideas.
Yeah. You do have a chance.
No, yes, I don't. You do. She's famous. I have as much of a chance to find Chapel Roan and date her as I do freaking Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay, no, that's not true, because Sabrina Carpenter is straight.
Babe.
So you babe, have like a listen, like a 0.1% like chance, like, instead of a 0%.
If you're bi, then you have double the people to choose
from. No, it's not like that. It's not like that.
And it's like, but we all only choose one person still. There's
it's
tons
not
of
like
people.
That. Let me tell you why it's not like that. Here's what's going on. I'm saying in this fantasy world where we're both also famous.
Okay.
That's so like.
So now we're in competition for Chapel?
Yes.
Well, no, you're we famous for other. Something else.
Yeah, we're famous for particle physics.
Oh, okay.
But household names.
The household name, super famous. We both love particle physics.
Are we together?
We're not together, but we're in competition with one another.
In particle physics.
In particle physics, yeah, we're competing in physics. Anyway, that's just all the backstory. But we're both famous, and Chapel. We meet Chapel at Coachella because we went to see Coachella.
Yeah, duh. And where all the physicists go.
Yeah, we got VIP passes.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, if she's going to fall in love at first sight with someone, it's going to be you and not me, babe.
First of all, thank you. Second of all, that is insanity, what you're saying. Like, this is straight people insanity.
No, it's not. I'm saying that you're gay and she's gay.
Okay. So when I sit and I'm like, I'm so sad I'm never going to meet this famous guy, and I would, but if he met me, like, we'd be together. No.
No, babe, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that literally, sorry, Mike, get off the podcast.
Okay, see ya.
See you later, Mike. We got to talk about it. We got to talk this out. No, anyway. Well, that was a good bit.
That was good.
All right, we're done talking about this.
Here's the thing about Chapel. She is so beautiful and wonderful, and everything she says is perfect.
Yeah.
And well, let's not put her on a pedestal now.
Why?
Because then she'll fail us.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she's really hot.
Yeah.
There you go.
The end.
And she says really hot stuff.
She does say hot stuff all the time.
Yeah. I love, by the way, the, like, what, 500 different variables you controlled for in that hypothetical situation?
Well, okay, we're particle physicists.
Like, and yeah. Then, after all of that, if she's going to fall in love with at first sight with one of us.
Yeah, like, it's not going to be me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that I don't have a chance in any world.
Right.
But I also find myself oftentimes having crushes on gay women.
Sure.
Case in point, the woman you just heard talking on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I have a crush on Charlie. Don't tell her. I don't want her to know.
But yeah, like she's just really awesome.
Yeah, she's really cool. Like,
I can't remember. Did you end up watching the Tiny Desk concert?
I have listened to part of it, okay. But I haven't watched it all yet.
Her like whole look is incredible. Yeah. She has lipstick on her teeth the entire time, like very yeah. deliberately so.
Yeah.
And like I was watching a number of different, like, it's honestly like all over my TikTok, so I'm not even necessarily Same. Seeking it out, but a lot of like interview clips with her, and she with someone was recounting a story of like she was doing a show in the UK, and she has local drag queens open for her a lot.
So fun, so cool.
And they were talking backstage, and I think she said something like, yeah, like I also kind of have a whole transformation before I really feel like my true sort of performance persona, and like relating to the drag queen, but not necessarily saying I do what you do. And this person was like, no, you do. You are a drag queen then. Like
yeah.
what you're doing is drag. And that like really kind of like snapped her in this direction of like, oh, I am.
Yeah.
Like, and then she, you know, kind of broke through with that as like the kind of a major creative force.
Absolutely. Yeah, you watch. I've seen a similar interview because I'm on Chapel Talk, baby.
Yeah.
Like, we're getting Chapel Talk left and right. I think originally it was just because TikTok was like, you're going to like this woman's butt. And I was like,
you were right, true. TikTok.
I was like, TikTok, that's true. That's true. But then I like, I stuck around.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I also like everything else about her.
Yeah.
Including her music and her personality. And I saw an interview recently too where with a drag queen or some kind of show that she was on or interview or something where she was saying her stuff was drag inspired, and he was like, oh yeah, this is very drag. This is very drag of you.
Yeah.
And she says drag queens and kings are her like inspiration, and the way that like other people might be inspired by different celebrities or movie stars or prop right. stars, and she's inspired by the drag queen, which I think it kind of rules.
Another good like Twitter take I saw was like Chapel Roan's album is the like reward that we get. It was like Chapel Roan's album is the reward we lesbians get for the boy genius winter and fall. Did you listen to that album at all? That's also a great record.
Yes. Yeah, great. I didn't listen to the new one I listened to not all the way through.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why I never like finished it, but I did hear like the singles from it.
Yeah.
Which I thought were great. And I like Boy Genius. I think that
sounds almost like a slight to them. I think it was also like celebrating that, but that it's the sort of like moody fall and winter sound, and this is the like fun, like let's wear shorts to the beach to Boys Town sound.
Yes. Totally. Yeah, I think that like it's also interesting because we have now created a weird, like, family of... Yes.
Yeah.
Family of artists that we are now covering because Chapel opened for Olivia Rodrigo on her tour.
And they have, like, the same producer.
And so it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I guess just, like, this world of musicians and songwriters and singers.
Okay, it's called How Star Wars Is It? But, like, don't let that turn you off if you don't like Star Wars. They're really funny. It's two straight white guys. Yes, they're in their 30s. Yeah, no, I know. But sometimes they'll review albums. Yep, they did American Idiot. Yep, they did The Killers. They've done it three times. No, yeah. Three. Yep. They've done a bunch of classic rock like The Who and Pink Floyd and The Beatles. Right. No, exactly what you'd expect out of them. Let's see. They've done both Olivia Rodrigo albums. They did a Carly Rae Jepsen album. Sorry. Did I lose you?
Do you still understand what the show is? Do we understand what the show
no.
is? No. No.
We don't. Just have a big bingo ball cage, and this is what came up.
All we have is a bingo ball cage, folks, and that's what you guys don't get about us.
Yeah.
We can't control it.
Yeah. Every week it's a random different topic, and it's just dumb luck that a lot of times it's like a thing that we're both thinking about that came out recently. Right.
That came out recently. this one we're honestly, this might be one of our most like hot on the
Well, and we're not.
Right, we are about, when did this album come out?
It came out like a number of months ago.
Charlie just texted me, do you know her real name?
Yeah, it's like Kaylee something.
I don't know her real name, babe. She said, look it up. This album came out in 2023.
Yeah.
September 22nd, 23rd.
Well, the lead single, Pink Pony Club, was done in 2020, and then it kind of got shelved for years. And then this picked back up, like, only recently, I think.
I think it's wild that this album came out in September, because it does feel like a spring-summer album.
Yeah, right.
And I only started seeing stuff for it maybe, like, 3 weeks ago.
Probably because it is now spring and summer.
That
and she's doing the Guts tour, you know, like she's getting a lot of heat right
yes,
now.
Yes, getting a lot of heat.
Did you happen to listen to her EP she released like years prior?
No.
It like doesn't really work.
Interesting.
And she's doing this like vocal affect that is, it almost kind of sounds like Sia, or like it's a mix between like a cool artistic choice and like that just sort of pop cursive thing.
Sure.
And it's a little unknowable. It's a little impassable. And this album does not have any of that. She's doing affect here and there, but like you can kind of like understand the artistic choice behind it better in this album because like it is so like autobiographical isn't the word I'm looking for. That's in there, but it's like unbridled, uncut expression. You know?
Yes, I do know. I know exactly what you mean. I might go back and listen to that original one just for the sake of comparison.
It's strange.
Yeah. And then I almost was like, should we, because she's having a moment right now with this album, even though it's like, you know, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. 7 months old. It's over half a year old at this point.
Uh-huh.
But she's having a moment with this album. But then she released a single, Good Luck, Babe.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that is breaking through the roof right now.
Yeah, huge. And it's an incredible song.
Great song.
I can't
great
wait
song.
For whatever that album is so we can talk about it again.
Agreed. Let's see. Her real name is Kaylee Rose Amstutz.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's not who she is. She's Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
Kaylee, L-E-I-G-H, Kaylee. Yeah, that's not her. And she collabs with Dan Nigro.
Yes, who did Sour.
Right, maybe this is my new favorite producer, because fucking Jack Antonoff is boring now.
Also, her birthday is right between yours and mine.
What'd you say?
Her birthday is right between yours and mine.
She's February?
Yeah. That said,
fun.
The year is 1998.
Yeah, she's a baby.
I remember like when I was like starting to look into her a little more, I was like, oh, wow, she's 26. And then I was like, that's younger than me. Like my brain just kind of was like, oh, it's funny that that's a little younger than me. But I was like, but I would like probably work with someone that age, you know, or I'm in an improv group with someone that age or whatever. And then when I saw her birthday, I was like, wait, 1998? I was 20 then. Which is not true, but like...
I was 20 then.
That seems so recently. Like, so recent, rather. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That does seem too recent. Yeah, I was 6 years old when she was born.
Yeah.
So we still got a chance. We could still make it work.
The two of you.
The two of us, me and Chapel. Yeah. Once I figure out... Yeah, no, it's not going to work out, guys. I'm a man, and she is not interested in men, unfortunately. Or I should say, unfortunately, for me.
Yeah, for you.
For me, specifically. Yeah, she's got great... Can we say, apparently she hasn't taken, like, voice lessons until recently.
Her voice is just fucking incredible.
Really great.
That's another thing that I feel like is a fair comparison to Gaga, where it's like, you look like... all sexy and you're doing like sexy songs or whatever, but like you also like know how to write a melody and you have an incredible singing voice, which like dress that up however you need to like break it through, because like she has incredible vocal strength.
Yes and like flexibility.
Yeah,
really, really cool. Like She has this thing where, and we'll probably get into it in the Smasher Pass, her the flip between her head voice and her chest voice is like that passaggio area. She's got a great mastery over that.
Yeah.
And it like really works in a lot of her songs when she does that little like And it sounds like the Cranberries. It sounds like Zombie.
Yeah.
And a lot of her fans are like, when is she going to come cover Zombie?
Yeah.
Because that would sound so cool. And I'm like, here for that, because I think that would also sound so cool, because her voice would fit that perfectly.
You know who just did recently, or at least I just saw it recently, is Miley Cyrus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Interesting.
She probably would kill that, too. She's got a great voice. Yeah, I just can't say enough good things about Old Chapel.
Yeah.
And Dan Nigro, this is interesting. I'm looking at her wiki.
Yeah, I am too. I'm looking at the album wiki.
Yeah. So she worked with Dan, she started working with Dan Nigro in 2020, which is when Pink Pony Club came out, which they called it the song of the summer of 2021.
That's when Caitlin, I think, first became aware of it. She was playing it nonstop.
I can't believe I've been missing out for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm just reading something here. Oh, so Dan Nigro in with Driver's License with Olivia Rodrigo had to focus on Olivia Rodrigo, which pulled him away from Chapel.
Mm.
And then she briefly moved back to Missouri to work on her music independently while working in a drive-thru.
Yeah.
That rules. I love a working-class Midwest princess.
Totally.
I love this.
Yeah, that's where I really do like Olivia Rodrigo, but like, she is a child star. Like,
yes.
She's had heartbreak, sure, but like, that's only going to last her maybe like one more album.
Yeah. Maybe one more album. And so like, I like some of Sabrina Carpenter's songs. She can't write an album though, because I tried to listen to Sabrina Carpenter's like latest album that like Feather and Nonsense were on, and I like those two songs.
Yeah, I know nothing about her.
She's also a child star.
Ah.
And she's the other woman for Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh.
Yes. So it's very, so we can never cover her because we're Olivia Rodrigo stans.
Yes.
On this podcast. No, they're both good artists in their own right. But Sabrina can't write a fucking album to save her life. I tell you what. She could do singles, but like her album is boring.
Yeah.
And I think it's incredible that like Chapel put together this album, because man, this album just works.
Yeah.
As a whole unit, it works. It works as singles. I have been like listening to it nonstop for the past like 2 weeks. I have my favorite tracks, right? And I have the ones I come back to over and over again. But like, I've been like, I'll be like on my scooter and I'll be like, cue up these 5 tracks. And it's just like in whatever order every time, because they're just the ones I love so much.
Yeah.
But even the ones I don't, we'll get into in Smash or Pass, even the ones I don't like as much are still really good.
Yeah.
And they have their own place.
Speaking of Smash or Pass, we'll do that after the break. But, to talk about a couple of the songs outside of like whether or not we liked it, the one that comes to mind is, and I think you've seen this now, you texted me, somebody made a like funny TikTok of like, these are the lyrics for the breakdown of Red Wine Supernova Kids Bop version.
Yes.
They were, let me see if I can remember them. It was, well, back in my house, I've got a race car bed. Okay, maybe it's a bunk bed and some siblings. Don't worry, we're fun. You say you like magic? I got a wand and a rabbit, literal. So, baby, let's get playful and silly and make this bed do nothing.
Yes, and, make this bed do nothing.
And then Caitlin and I thought that was so funny, and we were going on a walk, and we just kept like coming up with different lyrics of what like then the chorus would be.
Yeah.
And I came up with Fruit Punch Supernova instead of Red Wine. And then we kept working on it. And then the two of us like writers roomed a chorus together. And then like we got back from this walk and Caitlin immediately recorded a stitch TikTok to that first one.
Yes. Last time I saw it, it had several thousand views.
Yeah. She got a lot of views and likes fairly quickly.
Yeah. It was like, I don't care if you like soda.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part. Inspired.
Yeah.
Fruit Punch Supernova.
Let's go watch TV.
Yeah, really good.
The only thing that we wanted to change in the original post lines, and this is because it's a stupid line that like, again, we kind of like writers roomed, not as though we were like trying to come up with it, but like I had this like thing stuck in my head in that core or in that breakdown, in the bridge rather, of instead of you say you like magic, for whatever reason my brain wants me to say, well, you say you like rabbits.
You say you like rabbits? And then, I got rabbits and rabbits.
And that is what I said. And then like it slowly morphed. I think this was Caitlin's like change was, you say you like rabbits? Well, I have two rabbits. So like it doesn't make sense as a substitute to what the original person said because it doesn't really make sense, but it does to us.
Yeah, like, and it's also funny to hear.
This kid who's inviting their friend over to play has two rabbits.
I have two rabbits. Let's make this bed do nothing. Yeah, that's really good. I'm glad that you got. We have one of the co-writers of Kids Bop Red Wine Supernova on the podcast right now. Also, she's got 16,000 views on that.
Yeah, it did numbers, baby.
Did some real numbers. Pretty good.
She's funny, man.
Yeah, Caitlin's funny.
She's funny. You're funny and a good singer.
Yeah, she's a great singer. Let's see. Should we go to the break, come back and play Special Pass?
Yeah.
We haven't talked about Star Wars at all, but I don't really want to.
No, I don't like it.
Especially not, I don't want to like sully the fun name of Chapel Roan by having to compare her to Star Wars. Yeah,
the straightest movie franchise.
Yeah, aggressively straight.
Yeah.
Let's see. Colorful characters, she is one.
Uh-huh.
She's very gay. Star Wars is not gay.
No. But also very horny, and Star Wars is not horny.
Star Wars is also not horny. Yeah, this album, you know what's great about this album? How horny it is.
Yeah, it's a horny album.
We've talked a lot about like the babyfication of like culture. Yes,
yeah.
And this album goes directly against that.
It's funny. It's decidedly for adults, but not for anyone but like younger than 20 or older than 40?
Maybe
even a younger ceiling than that, like older than 35? I don't know. Like,
honestly, I don't even know if it's for us and we're over 30.
Well,
right now.
It's definitely not for us, but like it's for us. You know what I mean?
Right, right,
like
right. Yeah.
I still feel like it's the way people in our generation talk or whatever, but
yeah,
definitely like a half / almost full generation younger than us.
Absolutely.
But like, but that said, if I were listening to music that is like for younger people, meaning like for kids or for like teens, I would feel a little embarrassed by that. But like,
yeah,
Chapel or, you know, like Billie Eilish, like they're both so cool that I feel okay. I don't feel embarrassed admitting that I'm listening to music that is definitely not for me.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. I feel the same way. If I was like listening to like, I don't even know what kids listen to. I don't know. JoJo Siwa.
Yeah. I'd be dream like, guest on my podcast.
Let's go to the break and come back and play Special Pass.
Okay.
Whee!
How Star Wars is it?
Hi, everyone. Are you enjoying this episode of How Star Wars Is It and want to know how you can support the show?
Well, that's great, because you can support the show by going to patreon.com/howstarwarsisit. That's where you can find our Patreon, where you can support the show for $1, $2, $5, or $10 a month. Now, the $1 and $2 track just says, hey, we like what you're doing, keep it up. But the $5 and $10 track gets you a weekly bonus episode, and it gets you access to all of our bonus episodes, including movie commentaries, RPGs, improv scenes, and much more. So go to patreon.com/howstarwarsisit and check us out over there.
And if you're thinking, but how else could I support the show? You can follow the links that we have in our social media to our merch store and get a How Star Wars Is It t-shirt or a Star Wars is Chili mug or an Every Drink is Water sticker.
Yeah, we got merch, baby.
Folks, check out our Patreon, check out our merch, and give us money.
Give us money, baby.
And now back to us.
Whee! I'm like excited to listen to these songs.
Yeah, me too.
I love these songs.
And I listened to it twice today and the Tiny Desk.
Nice. I need to watch the Tiny Desk all the way through.
It's just so funny. She's like got this like jewel encrusted flip phone that she just sort of like looks at for a little bit and then goes, oh, one sec. Okay. This is Red Wine Supernova. Like it's just like a prop.
She's camp, baby. Yes. And we're naked in Manhattan.
Mm.
Or maybe, or we're, I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with that back.
And we're back at my house. I've got a California king.
California king. Okay. Yeah, there we go. So we're going to play Smash or Pass, which for the uninitiated is where we, or sorry, Smish or Piss, which for the uninitiated is Smash or Pass, where we go through the album track by track and we say if it's a Smash or a Pass.
Yeah.
And
which
I play
this
the
might
songs.
Be the first time on an album where the expression Smash or Pass, which of course does not mean, like that does not come from album track
no
approval. That comes from like, would you fuck this person or not?
Right. Would you rather have sex with this person
so, like,
or
in
not?
This week's episode, that title actually feels like it is appropriate because this is, like you said, a very horny album.
Yeah, and I would like to have sex with these tracks.
There you go.
So that's where I'm at. I play the songs on my phone into the mic because I don't know another better way to do that because I'm not good at editing. So here we go. This first one is called Femininomenon.
Same old story time again. Got so close, but then you lost it.
I love how, like, production-wise, this part is so sort of, like, misleading.
Yes, it really is. Charlie wants to listen, I think. And playlists and phone sex. He disappeared from the second that you said, let's get coffee, let's meet up. I'm so sick of all my love, and I don't understand.
Why can't
we gotta get to the chorus. Charlie's like, we really need to be on this episode, I think. To make it.
Can you play a song with a fucking beat?
Alright, there we go.
That might have to be a TikTok.
That should be a TikTok. Do you know she? Did you know she rides dirt bikes?
That sounds right.
That whole is a dirt bike.
That's great. I said, and I quote, "Smash," but really only as an album opener.
Sure.
Like, I don't know that this song works as well if it's like song five.
It has to be the album opener for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it works as a single almost.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's a great hit.
I want to hear my favorite part. I'm just going to play this one part. It's my favorite part.
Did you hear me? Play the fucking bass!
Yeah.
I love the way she screams that. And then it comes back and later it just... Bah! Like her screaming beat comes back again. It's really great.
It's fun and funny. And again, I don't know that funny works anywhere else on the album. Not that you can't be fun and lighthearted and funny, but like... That is such a sort of like tone setting play as opposed to something that would work as well later in the album.
This song is saying, don't worry, this album is a little tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
It's a little fun. It's a little funny. We're having fun with it.
It's we hope you enjoy your stay.
Yeah, it's saying, like, don't worry, we don't take ourselves too seriously. We're going to have some fun here. Yeah. And also, we're going to party. This is a party.
Also, and I like the song. I don't like this. I've said this before, like, from, like, design school, when you get a critique of a thing you didn't even make. Like, well, I wish instead of hamburger, it was ice cream or whatever, I think is the analogy I use. So, take this with a grain of salt. I think it needs one less syllable.
Femininomenon?
Yeah.
Femininomenon.
Like, I think femininomenon... You essentially now have the entire word feminine, so it almost sounds, if you're just listening and you're not looking at the title, like the entire word feminine and then a word that doesn't exist, amenon. You know?
All right, Mike's coming out as anti-gay, saying it's got to be a shorter word.
Right, that's the logical conclusion of that thought.
He's against lesbians.
My syllabic problem.
It's a smash for sure. Yeah. We got to move on. We got to go faster than this.
I don't think we do.
Red Wine Supernova. She was a playboy, Bridget Bardot. She showed me things I didn't know. She did it right there, out on the deck. Put her canine teeth in the side of my neck. The hallway waiting for ya. Mini skirt and my go-go boots. I just want you to make a move. So slow down, sit down and still. I just want. All right, I love this song, it's too.
The biggest smash in the fucking world.
Yeah, it's a huge smash. I love, she does this throughout the album. I love when she talks in like her little like background chorus of herself talking.
Yes, yeah.
I love it so much. Like, put her canine teeth in the side of my neck.
And it's like all of the like equally young women in her backing band are all shouting it at the same time.
Yes, it's so good.
Yeah,
I love that little chorus of like talking people.
It's
so fun.
I've also written here, this feels like the What's Up of like this new generation, the sort of Gen Z. You know that song by you would think it might be called What's Going On, but it's actually called What's Up. The hey,
yeah.
It's like literally the same chord progression.
And
it like, especially toward the end, it's like, oh my God, I could just picture a room full of people, like the music cutting out and everybody just like shout singing that chorus.
Yeah, red wine soup. Like, we gotta listen to my favorite, this, the little talking part. Here we go. Anyway, I just want to hear that part.
And that is why in that Kids Bop version, she said a wand and a rabbit, literal, like actual magic, because that is a sex thing.
Oh, really?
A wand and a rabbit. Like a Hitachi wand.
Yeah.
And a rabbit.
And what's the rabbit?
That's like a sex toy.
Oh, that's great to learn on this podcast live in front of everybody.
Yeah.
We got to move on. That's a great song.
It's a huge hit. And I watched the video for it today and it is also very horny. Have you seen it?
Yeah, very horny. Yeah, I've seen the video for this one. Yeah.
Her like kind of scene partner is like a probably around the same age woman magician. Like she's an actual real magician.
She looks kind of like Chapel too.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that her? And Trey was like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good. All of her music videos I've seen so far have been great. After Midnight. I'm all sad, nothing good happens when it's late and you're dancing alone. She's in my head saying it's not attractive. Wearing a dress and red lipstick. This is what I wanted. This is what I like. I've been a good girl for a long time, but baby, I like flirting. Love by my side. Can't be a good girl, even if I tried. Cause after midnight, I'm feeling maybe it's the club lights. I can't wait to come from if you don't mind. And a little drama. I gotta tell you, this one started out as not a smash for me, and then it kept getting stuck in my head, and then I kept going back and listening to it, and now it's a smash.
The same. I made my Smasher Pass a couple of days ago, and this says pass, and then it says like Euro. It sounds very sort of like European. Like this would maybe be playing at like a fashion show, or like if you're like at an H&M or something.
Yeah, a Uniqlo.
But then I updated today my pass to pass and good.
I think
our kind of like unwritten rule of this is like, would I put it on a playlist? And I probably wouldn't. But yes, this song has grown on me just in the like 3 days after I initially just knee jerk wrote pass.
Yeah, that's what I have to say about every song on this album is I like all these songs.
Yes, right.
I do have a few passes, but I do like all these songs.
Yeah.
And there are more smashes than there are passes.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of them started out as passes, but then like I would be like, I really want to listen to After Midnight right now. And I'd go and throw it on and I'd be like, it's catchy, dude.
And then
catchy.
You went on YouTube and watched a bunch of clips of After Midnight, the show that goes on after Colbert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The new
And then you listened to the Eric Clapton song After Midnight.
Yeah, then I listened to Chapel. All right. Next one's called Coffee.
Can't meet you for dinner at the Italian places where I met your family. Some words were exchanged. It's such as the jazz bar on Marianne Street, but you buy me a drink and we know where that leads. So I'll meet you for a coffee, 'cause if we have wine, you say that you want me. I know that's a lie. If I didn't love you, it would be fine. I'll meet you for a coffee, only for a coffee. No rules to save. Every place leads back to your place.
A change in tone.
Yes, big time.
She's showcasing a different style of songwriting here, a different sort of like style of song. Mm-hmm. And this is indicative of the rest of the album for me. It's a pass for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote the same thing. I again wrote pass and good.
Yeah.
Great song. I think her singing voice is so beautiful that I'm not going to actually click skip.
No,
I don't typically do that listening to an album anyway, but like,
right. I will listen to this album all the way through and I won't skip anything for sure. I do that when I listen to it.
Yeah.
But it's just like what I have found so far and how I am enjoying Chapel Roan's music. I don't like her down tempo stuff as much as I like her up tempo stuff.
It's much easier for it to sound less distinct.
Yeah.
Because it's just sort of like a slow, sad song.
A ballad. It's a ballad. Yeah. You know? So yeah. I know what you're saying. All right. So it's my first pass from the album for me. Casual is next. Have you seen the music video for this one? Charlie just said, oh, great one. It's a great music video. What? Yeah, you're right.
Call me a loser, 'cause I'm still hanging around. I've heard so many rumors that I'm just a girl that you bang on your couch. I thought you thought of me better, someone you couldn't lose. You said we're not together, so now when we kiss I have anger issues. You said baby no.
Maybe one of the best lines of the album coming up.
But we're seat and you're in me out. It's a casual now. 2 weeks and your mom invites me to her house in Long Beach. It's a casual now. I know what you tell your friends. It's casual. If it's casual now, baby, give me all again. If it's casual.
This one also started out as a pass for me back in the day.
Oh, really?
But it really grew on
it's
me.
It's been a smash for me. And it might be one of the other ones that Caitlin has played like more often, like that I've just sort of heard passively before really hearing the album. So I was like prepped to...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great music video too. I think the music video unlocked it for me. And turned it into one that I seek out to go listen to.
She has huge also, notes at the end too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We gonna listen to that for sure. Here we go, right? Get it, Chapel. Yeah. She's got a great voice. It's incredible. All right. It's a smash for sure.
Yeah, big smash.
Knee Deep in the Passenger Seat and Eating Me Out is the line of the century.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really good.
It also has this like sort of like train, like locomotive energy to it. Like
driving.
She like doesn't stop saying syllables, you know?
Yes. Da 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 da. Yeah, totally. Especially at the end there when she's like, no, no, I am better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that feel, I love it. Alright, super graphic, ultra modern girl.
You know what they say, never waste a Friday night on a first date. But there I was, in my heels with my hair straight.
So
I took him to this bar.
Yes.
It's really
this
funny.
Man wouldn't dance.
It's so good.
Didn't ask a single question. And he was wearing these
fuck me jeans.
It doesn't matter though. He doesn't have what it takes to be a
girl like me. This one is like, I think, the most Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, and you know what else it is like late 90s Madonna.
Yeah,
like it
sure.
Sounds just like that. And I feel like yes. I just got home.
Yes, totally. This one also was an early standout to me on the album. Uh-huh. Like when I first listened through, I was like, I gotta hear that one again where she's like, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Because I loved it so much. It's a smash for sure.
Yeah,
for me.
I really like it. I think it is like a good entry in the kind of like generations every 20 years thing, you know, like 2023 is when this came out. Feels like it is doing Lady Gaga, who is also doing Madonna, but this is also doing Madonna, so it's like
right.
Doing 20 years prior and 20 years prior, or you know,
yes,
I'm rounding, but It's like a better version of seeing a lot of like early 2000s fashion trends come back because that was when everyone was skinny and that's bad.
Yeah, that part sucks. Yeah. Yes. No, totally. I know what you're saying. This is it rules. One is one of my favorites. Hot to Go.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hot to Go. I see TikToks of this all the time, and every time I love it.
Yeah, of people doing,
you know,
the
dance,
like, letters. Yeah. It's really great. It's so much fun.
It's really good.
I saw so something that, like, someone tweeted, like, wow, this is like the queer YMCA. And then someone else going, the queer YMCA?
do you know what the YMCA is? That's really funny. Yeah, this song rules.
Yeah, it's great.
She loves pizza, I guess, because she's like, get it hot like Papa John. I'm hot to go, like fucking Little Caesars or whatever. Yeah. It makes me laugh. Great song. Total smash. Also, I like when she says, the whole, like, baby, do you like this beat? Mm-hmm. That part is, like, I love that melody.
It's
and in
great.
The second verse, she goes, baby, don't you like this beat? I made it so you'd sleep with me. Uh-huh. And I love that line. Because I'm, like, so relatable as a musician to be
and
like, I'm just doing this, so you'll fuck me.
It's dance with me the first time, and then it's sleep with me the second time or something like that.
Yes.
I'm a sucker for that. When you're giving me a familiar chorus or pre-chorus, but you change a word, so, like, you're keeping me interested.
Yeah, so good. Very clever. All right, my kink is karma.
We broke up. On a Tuesday, kicked me out with the rent paid, ruined my credit, stole my cute aesthetic. Who knew that we'd let it get this bad and it ended? It's comical. Bridges you burn, karma's real. Hope it's your turn. I heard from Katie, you're losing it lately. Move back with your parents and date girls who are 18. It's hard when you have a meltdown in the front of your house and you're getting kicked out. It's hard when you're drinking downtown and you're getting called out cause you're running your mouth. Oh God, and it's coming around, yeah, it's coming around, yeah, it's coming around. Oh God, oh God. People say I'm jealous, but my kink is watching you.
Of the three pop songs recently that I can think of that involve karma, this is the best one.
Yes. Yes.
And it originally also started out as a pass for me, but it has become a smash.
This is a smash for me. And then the more I listened to it, the more I was like, is this Taylor Swift? Like, is this her doing kind of Taylor Swift sound-ish?
I don't know. Maybe. It does feel that kind of, it's like that big arena filling.
Uh-huh.
You know, sound to it.
I love it. And even if it is sort of, even if it does sound like that, which again, like, I don't know Taylor Swift's music really, but regardless, she could do the same song as Taylor Swift and it would be better because she can sing better and she's so much cooler.
Yeah, she's really cool and she has a great voice. Yeah. I think it's a smash for sure.
Yeah, me too.
We're going to go long in this episode, but that's okay because we're having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And we love Chapel.
This is Picture You.
I love a song that starts with a sigh.
Draw the blinds, light every candle, slip off my pretty dress, down my chest, when I think of you, every night. Both lips on the mirror, it's ritualistic, counting lipstick, stains where you should be. I'm just gonna say.
when I picture you. So tell me that.
I like it.
Yeah.
But it's a pass for me.
I love it. It's a smash for me. That, like, arpeggiated slow blues guitar chord thing mixed with also the creep chord progression, give or take. It's gonna work on me. She could be singing about like fucking sand, and if it was those notes in that order, I would be in.
Charlie, which one was one of the best songs there is? Charlie texted me and said, I think his Karma is one of the best songs there is.
Oh, okay.
Just that's Charlie's review.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I love Picture You. I think it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love the sort of cleverness of, like, do you picture, like, of how you get pictured or how you're picturing an ex-partner or whatever.
Right.
But it's just like, once again, her slow stuff doesn't do it as much for me. So yeah, I'm just going to
pass. This one could be by anybody, but I like this song in every album it appears on. I feel like it's probably on some Beatles records.
Yeah, it's, totally.
Like I
totally,
said,
totally.
It's basically creep.
Next one is Kaleidoscope. Oh, the other thing I was going to say about that last one is very Orville Peck to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Orville Peck.
Here we go again. Everything is fine. I guess we could pretend we didn't cross a line. But ever since that day, everything has changed. The way I write your name, the cursive letter A, whenever it may be that you go on your way. You really wanna leave, I'll never make you stay. Whatever you decide, I will understand, and it'll all be fine. Just go back to being friends. And love is a kaleidoscope. How it works, I'll never know. And even all the change is somehow all the same. Turn it to the left and right, colors shining in your eye. And even upside down, it's beautiful somehow. It's never just a shape alone.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's funny that, like, that just being the beginning of the song is, like, what we use, because, like, that song, she's set for stun for the entire first verse and chorus, and, like, she's at, like, a 3 out of 10 on her, like, power, and by the end, she's, like, at a 10... killing.
Yes, totally.
This is what I wrote, and this is over multiple, like, entries in this list. Pass. Pretty. They're all pretty, and she's such a good singer. This sounds like Sarah Bareilles a little, vocally, and also Sarah Bareilles has a song called Kaleidoscope Heart. Okay, actually, this is a smash. Revised to smash. It's kind of a basic metaphor, but it's so slayed vocally.
Yeah, it really is really good. It's a pass for me. It hasn't turned into a smash yet. I have a sneaking suspicion that all these songs in like a year, I'm going to be like, they're all smashes.
Yeah, yeah.
But it, like,
it
currently,
reminds
after
me a little of Vampire from Guts, which, like,
sure.
The song, like, the lyric writing feels a little like first thought metaphor idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, I can look past it in both because like, they are just like fucking singing.
Yeah, totally, totally. All right, next one's Pink Pony Club.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. I heard
not dinner.
That there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day.
I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You're Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama. I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club.
A smash. There's something about like the plosives of Pink Pony Club.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
There's also such restraint in like the instrumentation. Mm-hmm. Like that like, big, gigantic, swelling pre-chorus vocally. But like, yeah, it's just those little like, they kind of remind me of the string hits in Call Me Maybe, but they're like,
yeah,
they're
even more.
Yeah.
Even more low or like less.
But it's like sparse up until when like the proper chorus hits.
Yes, totally. It's another one where their beginning sort of belies what the rest of the song is going to be because like that. And then you're like, Pink Pony Club.
That song lyrically is, you know, all about like sort of embracing like a queerness that was like just peeking out. You know, like this is like the oldest song on the album, as it were, or at least, you know, the history of it. And like, the instrumentation, I feel like, kind of helps that. It sort of like shows like some hesitancy at the front, like as she's like talking about, like, what will my parents think, essentially?
Yes. This also starts a little, it's like this last chunk of the album, there is some themes of like leaving home and like being away from home. What does that look like? This sort of, I think this was in conversation a lot with California later.
Giant smash. Gigantic smash.
Giant smash. Total smash. I love this next one too.
Hi, it's Chapel.
This is the B-side on the single of Pink Pony Club.
New crush.
Yes.
High school love again. The rush of slumber party kissing. Don't touch, I'll never cross the line. So I pushed you down a million times. I'd love if you knew you were on my mind. Constant like cicadas in the summertime. Boys suck and girls I've never tried. And we both know we're getting drunk tonight. Touch me, baby, but your lips are mine. Could go to hell, but we'll probably be fine. I know you want it, baby, you can have it. Oh, I've never done it. Let's make it cinematic like that one sex scene that's on my heart and dry. I wanna know, baby, what is it like? I know you want it, baby, you can have it. Oh,
touch me, touch me.
Touch me, baby. Take it in the
touch me, baby.
Touch me, touch me, touch me. Touch me, baby. Take it in the
This sounds like my favorite bass line on the album. Like they're
slappy.
Little slappy. So fun. Love
touch
this song.
Me,
this
touch, one me, was a, touch me, touch me,
touch me. A real, let's talk about WLW longing. And like a real like throwback to that high school time when you're like just figuring stuff out and you really want to kiss someone. It's a cute song. It's a sexy song. It's really fun. It was an early hit for me too. Early smash for me too when I was listening to the album through. Total smash. Total
you know
smash.
I'm just now realizing / remembering? She's on Island Records now. And you know who else is?
Who?
The Killers.
There we go. We just love Island Records here on this podcast. All right. California.
I stretched myself across four states, new lands, west coast, where my dreams lay
I'd trade amber clay roads for the sea foam and the endless sun rays. 'Cause I was never told that I wasn't gonna get the things I want the most. But people always say if it hasn't happened yet, then maybe you should go. Come get me out of California. No leaves are brown. I miss the seasons in Missouri. My dying day.
That's the first part. I want to listen to the drums a little bit because the drums are what make this song for me. Anyway, I love the drums in this. This one is a slow one, but it's a smash for me.
Yeah, I like it. I think I wrote smash too. Yeah, I wrote okay. But a thing I really like is that she says, "No leaves are brown," which feels like mm-hmm. it's a direct 180 reference to California Dreamin'.
All the leaves yeah, are brown.
Like,
yeah, totally.
Like, all the leaves are brown. Let's go to California. And she's basically saying, like, fuck that.
Yeah. This is, I have a general rule in that I hate any song that's about California. Uh-huh. Because I really hate when artists move to California and all of a sudden it becomes their muse. Yeah, and it's like, yeah, we get it. The weather's nice. Calm
right,
down.
Right.
But I like this one because it flips it on its head and she's like, I'd like to leave. I want to go back to Missouri. I think that's really beautiful.
Do you know Mass Seduction by St. Vincent, that album at all?
Oh, no. I haven't really ever dug into St. Vincent.
She's great. And there's a lot of stuff on that album, especially the song Los Ageless. You know, like the joke of like Las Vegas is sometimes called Lost Wages. Like this is like a joke on Los Angeles being like people are all ageless. And it is like a direct indictment of like LA culture.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Anything that fucks with California, yeah. I'm here for. Because I'm bitter towards it. All right, last song on the album, Guilty Pleasure. This one also does like a full 180 by the time it gets to the chorus.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Landed on the internet. Wheels turning in my head. Think back to what you said. And I turn red. I'm turning red. Wild thoughts that make me melt. Good at below the belt. Sometimes I scare myself, but I can't help what I can't help. So shame on me and shame on you. I fantasize what we would do. And I would hear taste on the way you move up. Some good girls do bad things too.
I love the line when that she says perverted. I think that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird, for me, this is a weird one to end the album on.
I have the same feeling.
It doesn't feel like the strongest track to end an album with.
I wrote this feels but, like a bonus track.
Yeah,
like
totally.
It feels like the album wanted to end on California and then it was like, oh yeah, and we had this that we included on the like Target exclusive or whatever.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it feels like a weird one to end it on, but I still like it. Yeah. It's growing on me. It's not quite a smash yet, but it's growing on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, we're going long.
We so really are.
Should we just wrap up?
So I do think it's doing a disservice to the album to really compare it to Star Wars at all.
Agreed.
But we can't give it a zero. There's no such thing.
Right.
You know, at the very least, it has a lot of emotional swelling music. And that is like...
That's true.
The
that's,
savior of bad
that.
Star Wars, even, is that right. It still has good music.
I would say this could maybe... Because it's so gay and so horny, that takes it way down on the history
scale. It really
scale.
Does.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about that.
Are there good and evil, you know, like... Are there
good
any of those
Chapel,
things?
Evil, everyone who's mean to her.
Yeah.
There's not really characters outside of Chapel. Like, she doesn't name very many names in this, you know, it's not about certain characters. And she's got a great point of view. It's like sort of a collage of different influences. She's up and coming, you know, she's kind of was independent for there for a while.
Yeah. You know, she's doing, like we've said, she's doing Madonna, she's doing Taylor Swift, like not exclusively. And in fact, like the best things aren't.
Yes.
But like there are sort of like homage-y moments.
Agreed.
She's collaborating with like someone who is like helping her as opposed to yes manning her.
Yes,
so
totally.
Original trilogy, maybe not as much prequels.
Yeah, I was going to say this of anything, this is the most original trilogy because it's just because it feels original.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to get low though. It's going to get low for me.
Yeah. I think so too.
I think I'm going to give it a unit of measure because we got to get out of here.
We do.
The unit of measure is going to be butterfly wings. Did you see that? Did you see that Coachella costume of hers?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Really good. Sequiny butterfly wings.
I will do rabbits.
Yeah, good. Good. I'm going to give it a one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, it's a one, baby.
It would be mean and rude and incorrect to say it's very Star Wars.
Exactly.
Star Wars sucks.
I love that we've come full circle on this podcast. From the beginning, we were like, yeah, it's fun to compare things to Star Wars. And now we're like, no, fuck that
not
shit.
Not only do
this
we not
good.
Like comparing things to Star Wars anymore, we don't even like Star Wars anymore.
Yeah, from now on, when we pitch the podcast, people will be like, do you ever want to listen to people talk about how much they hate Star Wars? Yeah. Because start listening at maybe episode 200. 200?
You know that probably... meme format of the like guy like talking into a girl's ear and she's like totally uninterested? That is how I would do that. Like,
yeah.
Well, no, they don't really even like Star Wars that much, so...
So it's interesting because it's based on Star Wars, but they actually hate Star Wars. All right, well, let's see. Do you want us on the internet? Because if you do, you can find us at How Star Wars is on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. You can email us at agoodpodcast@gmail.com because that's what this is. If you want to email us this week, tell us your favorite Chapel Roan track.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your email prompt. And if you haven't listened to the album, or if you don't want to listen to the album, just what was your favorite based on the impressions of the episode you just listened to?
Yeah, right. God, it's... It's making me realize that the two most recent albums we've done are this and Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
We are so relatable, dude.
We're just all over the fucking map.
We really
and
are.
And somewhere in there, we also did Space. Oh, boy.
Wow.
We are a good podcast at gmail.com. We are also a patreon.com/howstarwarsisit. If you would like to support us even further, you can get a weekly bonus episode and access to the Discord server and our whole back catalog of bonus episodes and RPGs and improv sets and film commentaries, all at Patreon for $5 a month, patreon.com/howstarwarsisit. We'd love to see you there and for you to support the show.
Yes, please.
And let's see, this is coming out in May, so it's unclear yet as to if Anarchy the Improvised Rock Opera is still going on our current run or not, but if you follow us on social media at Anarchy Music Improv, you'll see where all of our next adventures take us.
Yeah, check it out. Well, that's everything, right? So, Sandwiches and Star Wars is about time for Tubby Bye Bye. So, like we always say,
we love you. And may the 4th,
and may the 4th be with you. Bye bye.
Bye. We could go with the angle of like, you want to hear two straight white guys in their 30s talk about like a queer woman pop star?
Yeah. Because that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a one and a two on the Kinsey scale talk about I should save that for the show.
I know, it's funny. Like, how would you, if you or I or anyone who knows us weren't present at somebody finding a podcast that is called How Star Wars Is It? And it's two white guys and they're talking about Chapel Roan. If I were anybody, I'd be like, oh, well, I'm never listening to that. I cannot imagine that those two guys have anything to say. And it's not like we do have anything to say, but we're not like being fucking Ben Shapiro's about it.
Right.
We're just happen to be two white guys with a Star Wars podcast. I know. It sucks.
Yeah. Listen, we know what it looks like. And we're as upset as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we love you, Chapel.
We love you, Chapel. You're incredible. Great new artist.
I'll probably pull that for the TikTok.
Are we in the show
right
now? I
don't think so.